Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. We are talking hoops with Will Perdue. It is brought to you by Calamos Investments. And Will, I was just on your Twitter page. Did you make the mistake of flying Southwest over the holidays?
Yes, I did. And but the good thing was we got to Orlando all but 3 hours late, and we got back to Chicago on Christmas Eve when everything else kind of fell apart the day after. So we were kind of on the tip of the so-called cyclone that really didn't do much damage except for bring cold weather to Chicago, but we did get to and from. And I've caught a little heat from people about, why do you fly Southwest? Well, number one, I live in the city, and it's so much easier to get to Midway than it is to O'Hare. Number two, because I used to fly to Louisville and back a lot, it's direct on Southwest, and I flew so many times I had companion pass. That means that my wife flies for free, so that carries a lot of weight.
Yeah. And how tall are you, Will?
7 feet. So there are only a few seats that I actually fit in, and you're not going to be happy with this, but I'm actually doing this interview from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh.
And I flew Southwest out here yesterday, had to deal with the FAA issue, but I got stuck in the middle, but I was in exit row. So needless to say, I had to head to the gym when I got here and stretch out for a little while because I was in a little bit of a cramped space.
Yeah, I would imagine. Every airline seat has to be cramped for you. That's crazy. Will Perdue is with us. NBA career, 4 championships, loves talking hoops. That's what his Twitter bio says. And we love him because we see him do pre and post game as an NBC Chicago sports analyst. What happened with that Wizards game, and is it unusual that Zach gets so much heat for not taking a three-pointer?
You know, that I sat there and I watched the game last night from here in Arizona, and I was just, it's kind of one of those things that leaves you scratching your head about, you know, I understand his explanation, knowing that the Wizards had a foul to give, that they were probably going to try to foul him before he could get the shot off or get into the shooting motion. And then he made an assessment at the time of what had happened, that they were going to foul him. He says the official didn't make the call, and he got himself into the shooting motion. He was going for the three-point play. Now, the only issue I have with that, Lisa, is, okay, you're shooting a two. There's no guarantee you're going to make the two. So then if you don't make the two, and with the opportunity to tie it up with the free throw, then you're going to have to make one and then miss one. So I think it would have been better, knowing that they're going to foul you, you still try to get a three up, because you know what? Maybe the official calls a foul in the shooting motion, so you get 3 free throws compared to 2.
It felt like that slowed the roll that we feel the Bulls have been on for the past couple weeks.
Well, and here's the thing that we continue to harp on, is the inconsistency of this team. You know, I was having breakfast this morning with my buddy JR, who came out here with me from Chicago, who's a big Bulls fan as well. And we were talking about how it's kind of like the roller coaster. You know, they kind of go up and they start playing well. And as you talk about, 8-3 in their last 11, and then boom, off the cliff and lose a game that they shouldn't have. I don't know if it's they're not focused, it's lack of mental toughness. You know, because you had no Porzingis, you know, you had no Bradley Beal. I mean, they were missing 3 starters, and it's unfortunately, it's not a good look. I understand DeMar wasn't out there, but in my opinion, when you look at those two teams on paper, that the Bulls were better than the Wizards, period, because of the players that were playing. And the Bulls were up 13 at half, and then you give up a 41-point third quarter. So, you know, the good thing that, I don't want to say it makes you feel good or comfortable, but there are things that can be fixed. And it's not like it's for a lack of talent. It's just things that require a little more focus, as Billy says, playing to a standard and attention to detail. Now, it's up to the players if they want to take the time to take attention to that detail and play up to the standard. Again, it's not for a lack of talent. If it was for a lack of a talent, a lot of people would be worried. But now we're worried about why these games, a la Oklahoma City, Houston, Washington now twice. Why do these games keep happening? Because we're talking about, again, I keep using other people's words when we talk about our Churros Corner Service about this team needs to show improvement. This team needs to be better. So you shouldn't continue to have these type of games. One every now and then, because you even saw the Celtics the other night gave up 150 points to Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
But yet, then they get right back on track. And that's the thing. The Bulls keep getting thrown off track. And then they got to basically start all over again and get their momentum back. And it's just the inconsistency is what makes it so frustrating.
Thanks, Will. Have a great day.
All right, Lisa, you too. Thank you very much.
Will Perdue, NBC Chicago sports analyst and former Chicago Bull. It's brought to you by Calamos Investments. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.